When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen and listen live, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos, stories, and photographs and stuff of animals that I post. Oh, and there's a great report, follow-up report on there I just put up because, you know, we've been talking about the horrendous fire season we're having right now and the fires in eastern Washington. You know, we all been dealing with the smoke and all of that. Well, Meow Cat Rescue stepped up and did an on-site donation event yesterday to collect supplies to send over to eastern Washington to the victims of the fire and so forth. And it was apparently a great success. And so there's some photographs there of the parking lot and all the supplies and so forth. So thank you, everybody that came out and donated. That was very cool. Let's see. So it is today. It's almost like I don't know what to do because I almost didn't recognize who I'm looking at here because it's been so long since I've seen him. But back in the saddle again. Woohoo! And Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. And of course, I know why you don't recognize me. I'm not all furry and enlarged
right.
feet on me.
Right, because I've just seen you as Bigfoot recently, because whenever you are the Miller Lite Bigfoot mascot for Mariners home games on Sundays, and so when there's a home game for the Mariners on Sunday, you're down being Bigfoot. Anyway, before we get off on tangents and all that sort of thing, let's get the whole table set here, get everybody into the conversation. And it is the third Sunday of the month, so it's a Natasha and Martha Sunday, and that means that our intuitiveclarifications.com, that would be her website, but our intuitive Natasha Venter is here. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. It's been a while from seeing you, too. It's been, what, 2-3 months since we've been together?
You're talking to Nathan, right?
No, we're talking about all three of us.
Oh, the three of us together. Yes, because it's been David.
Haven't been here.
And we've also had some encores, too, as well. And
that's right, because I took some time, extra time. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. See, I've already forgotten. That's my memory.
You went through a life-altering moment, so you got to honor that moment.
Yes.
As a brain wah.
And I did feel, and Natasha has said, you know, as an intuitive, there are changes coming up, and there are going to be some changes coming up with the show. And you already know we're going to have changes on the first Sunday of the month because Merritt and Beth Clipton from animals24-7.org got just some overwhelming stuff going on in their life, and they're going to take a break for a while. But I think that's going to let me start rotating some other shelters and rescues and stuff into the mix here, and so we'll get more coverage. And so, by the way, I'll just put the word out to you. If you have any local, like in our state, local animal rescue shelters, somebody doing really great stuff that you think we ought to talk to on the air to give them some more coverage and find out what they're doing, I would love you to let me know. So you can always shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can call me 360-217-7258. But like I said, if you know of local animal rescue or shelter type organizations that could use a little exposure and that we ought to know about, please let me know. And then I'm for a while have been thinking, feeling that I just need more time to get more back to basics and more behavior and training and that sort of thing. And so we're going to, the third Sunday is going to be changing. But anyway, it's going to be a transition because next month's schedule is going to be different. So next month, Linda will be traveling on the second month. So our energy balancing healing show will be the third Sunday of the month in, gosh, do I really have to say that? In September?
I know. Time is changing.
Yeah. So Linda will be on the third Sunday in September. And so then Natasha will join us on the second Sunday next month. But it's important that you know that's going to be the last regular Martha Natasha show that we're going to do for a while. I'm going to free up the third hour of the month to just be behavior training and healing Sunday with me, and then that'll allow me to get some of the other stuff programming in that I haven't been able to do. And Natasha may join us from time to time depending on what's going on and that sort of thing. And of course we might as well tell everybody Natasha because they can stay in touch with you. And on a weekly basis, because you do a regular podcast, right? Every
I
Wednesday.
do.
So tell us about that.
Well, so I do my live podcast Wednesdays at 4 o'clock at Pacific time. I'm always doing something like last week. I had somebody on, and my brain is still working with my morning brain, and I apologize. Paula Sheehan, and
Oh, I
we.
got you beat on that one, so don't worry about
Yes.
it.
So with that, Paula Sheehan was on, and I channeled Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, and they gave some information, and then we talked about a little bit about the energies. I've been doing some really wonderful shows, negotiating some of these, like talking about how we're going through right now, some of our wounded healer, that wound, because Chiron went into retrograde. So we're working with a lot of our old stories and a lot of our old understandings. And I've been feeling a lot of that shame and the guilt and the anxiety coming up, which is not necessarily the stuff we're going through now. Sometimes it's that unperfectness that we want to that we're not careful or we're not wanting to be in, that un the shame that why did I do it that way? Why am I still thinking that anger about something? It's like a lot of those kinds of things are coming up. And so I do shows a lot about things like that. So you can have a lot of, I have over 2,000 videos on my YouTube channel.
Okay,
So
so that you find your podcast also on your YouTube channel. And if
that's the
I
only place I'm live on is my
okay,
YouTube
and
channel,
that's
Natasha Venter, IC.
Natasha Venter and the letters IC,
C.
for intuitive clarification, because that's her website, intuitiveclarification.com. She's also available for private readings,
I am.
personal readings, and but the she's free here on the radio. So, if you want to take advantage of that and there's something you'd like to know and you would like a free personal reading with Natasha, well, today is your second to last opportunity for the time being here on Animal World. So, you want to plan on calling in today? We'll get to callers. Callers always take priority. I've got a bunch of things that we need to catch up on because, gosh, we haven't seen Nathan forever. But your calls take priority. So, The other big news that's happened, I mean, Nathan knows because he's been around. He just hasn't been here on Sunday with us. But finally, I don't know if even you know, Natasha, but finally, we have a new phone system. It's pretty fancy, you know. The good news is that phone lines are working great, but just to make it official, the old regular phone number, the 425-373 number, that number is dead, gone, and it's official. It will never be back. So there's only one number, well, sort of one number, that you can call. And that is the 888-298-5569. And I said sort of only one number. That's because sometimes you need a one and sometimes you don't. So just remember, if you try the 888-298-5569, call doesn't go through, just do it again, but add a one. And then it should work just fine. And it also translates to 888-298-KKNW. So 888-298-5569. That's our number. That's where you can reach us today. And if you've got behavior training or healing questions or comments or something that you want to address with me or us, or if you want a personal reading with Natasha or talk to someone here or on the other side, that sort of stuff, she is here today. And then mark your calendars next month, because she'll be here the second Sunday of the month. And that's when we will say, you know, farewell on the regular once a month Sunday. Okay, so I think that catches us up on that. For the first time in a very long time, and this just seems weird for me also to say, it's gray and cloudy, you know, and we've just, the weather has been pretty much, you know, sunny and warm and smoky and humid. But I look out my window now and night and day from last week was bright blue sky. Today is just gray. And Nathan, it looks like it's just gray down where you are, too.
It is. And definitely is literally gray, too. It's not like it's just like white clouds or anything, but actual gray clouds.
Yeah. And Natasha, you're up in the Skagit Valley, Mount Vernon
area.
Gray. Is it gray up there, too? So mm-hmm. What I think, though, at least if the weather report in locally here for us was correct that I saw, it looks like we're just going to have almost a week of, you know, like kind of perfect temperature type, you know, in the 70s and sunny. And so that's what you've got, Nathan. Is that our weather report coming up?
Yeah, it's literally just almost looks like they just are taking the weekend off and copy and pasting everything from each day to the other. But that is how it is going to be for this week to come, is just you know, mostly sunny skies each day, starting off a little bit cloudy with that marine layer in the morning, but burning off to become that mostly sunny. And daytime temperatures will be just below 80 degrees, maybe, you know, touching 80 degrees in some areas. And overnight lows right around 60 degrees every single day of the week. So pretty easy job for me today to tell you how the weather is going to be.
All right. Well, then, speaking of weather, the other thing we need to check on, of course, because our island girl and Animal World call screener, Stacy Buck, of course, is from Hawaii. And so she spends quite a bit of time there. And you know, so many of us really love the islands, and a lot of people, you know, here vacation there and all that sort of thing. But I think for a first time in very, very long time, some of the Hawaiian islands are getting a direct hit by this hurricane going on, Lala. I just was trying to pull up a report, and there was a video running on my phone. I couldn't turn the volume up and listen, but it was film of just incredibly rushing water. Looked more like a river over here or something under a bridge, but it looked like they were talking torrential rains and wind and so forth. And I think last night, it looked like it was the Big Island and Maui that were going to get the direct hits. But what can you tell us, Nathan, about what's going on with the hurricane in Hawaii?
Well, so far, we actually have a show host here at KKNW who lives down in Hawaii, and they were letting me know that, you know, of course, they were being prepared just in case they were unable to, and that's one of our shows here, Talk Cosmos, which we have a promo running for the show on.
Oh, you mean the Talk Cosmo people live in Hawaii?
The host of that show lives in Hawaii.
Really? I didn't know that.
They
remind
do.
Us, who's the host of Talk Cosmos?
Yeah, that's
who's the host?
Sue Minahan.
Sue Minahan. Yeah, okay. So we hear her because we hear her promos.
Yep.
But she actually lives in Hawaii.
She does.
Do you know which island?
In the Big Island.
The Big Island. Oh, that was one supposed to be. So do we have a report from her then?
Well, according to her, she is saying that Lala Hurricane is skipping by without touching ground there. Still, you know, pretty fierce winds out there, but no problem for her to produce the show at 1 o'clock today, and is expecting everything should be just fine. No power or internet issues, you know, just kind of being
all
braced
right
for the storm, you know, taking the plants inside if you have hanging plants or whatever, and making sure you're all clear from the windows just in case something, you know,
well, how about
through.
That? We learned something new. So Sue Minahan actually lives on the Big Island in Hawaii. Now, the Talk Cosmos show is live today, 1 o'clock. And you said, Nathan, she'll be with doing a live show today.
Yep,
so
that is the
if
plan.
You guys want a firsthand report about what's going on, you know, tune in at 1 o'clock today. And I'm sure Sue will likely report on what's going on and the state of everything over there. But last night on the weather report I saw, there were at least a couple of islands that were going to get direct hits, and it was the first time in decades that that's really happened. But if she said it's not really touching down or hitting the Big Island, that's changed. So I wonder if the direction of the hurricane or something shifted a little bit overnight. Natasha, do you have any intuition about, you know, is this storm going to blow through and they'll be okay? It's not a major disaster, or
yeah,
what's your sense about it?
There's been a lot of, as you were talking about it, I was hearing that there was been a lot of prayers on the island.
Oh,
you know, there's
so.
Been a lot of there's a lot of magical people on that on the islands, and so they were doing some prayers and turning the hurricane.
And it worked, huh? They were successful because remember, I was saying a thought directs energy, and prayer is so important. That's great.
Yeah, and what it is, it's like sometimes people say let's stop it, but no, you want to actually help the energy move.
Yeah.
Just alter it just a little bit so the impact isn't so
right.
strong. And so that's basically a theme of life. Just ask for it to move along with grace and ease and love and light, and you know, just take the anger out of it.
Okay, so it could have been a lot worse, it sounds like.
Yes,
and,
it could have been.
Lots of prayers and positive energy and thinking, especially those on the islands. It sounds like it has curved mm-hmm. a little bit. You know how those maps, you know, show the path of the hurricanes, that it's altered
it's
a little bit even since last night, it sounds like. So that's great.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that it is going to impact several people, you know, a little bit stronger where their house is maybe on the edge of something, or you know, there's some wind that's going to get some places, but it's not going to be like as impactful as what it could have been.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to mention, too, was that where she lives is down in, like, Kailua Kona. So it could be that, you know, I do look at the tracker and it gets to the kind of more northern ends of Hawaii mm-hmm. and places like that. But at least the further south in Hawaii you are, the less
the better you will
of
be.
The, like, center of the hurricane was.
Yeah, it altered just a little bit its trajectory.
And I'm wondering too, you know, in our state, Natasha, we've got, you know, the, you know, really horrendous fire season, and
British Columbia's really hit. And,
yeah,
you know,
and we've had tremendous fires over there. I know, you know, and it's hitting home here at our station at KKNW because the in charge guy, the boss of, you know, KKNW, moved over to Spokane with his family. And I don't have a current report from him this last week. But last week when I did get a report from him, his family did have to evacuate. But as of, I think it was a week ago Sunday, their house was still untouched. But I haven't heard since then. Have you heard anything, Nathan, about Eric and their situation in Spokane?
No, I haven't heard anything, at least internally. I do know that, you know, it's definitely something still working on. And looking out west, sometimes I can still see some lingering smoke that might work its way back depending on the day and where the winds are blowing.
Anyway, everybody, if you wanted to send some prayers, include our station manager and his family. And I'm just praying that their house survived and they're getting to get back in and that sort of thing. But I'll tell you what, for me and in my neck of the woods and in my travels this week, it's been really hazy and smoky. It hasn't been that hot temperature wise, but I find the humidity is just, you know, not fun. And I know it's just because maybe I'm older, but I don't know, the humidity combined with the hazy smoke, I just don't feel well when I'm out in there and breathing. I don't really don't notice so much. I'm not coughing and all that kind of stuff, but I do. I just feel heavy and not good. So I'm wondering, Natasha, what are you seeing in terms of weather wise for us for the rest of the summer and this fire season? Do you see the firefighters being able to get a handle on these fires? Do you see it getting a lot worse? Things, you know, what are you seeing?
I think we've hit the peak of the fire season, but I'm going to say that the peak is not like a triangle peak.
Okay.
It's kind of got a curve. It's a hump, and we're past the hump, but yet we're still in the peak, and then it's going to start going down because as our weather cools and as you know things come in, we're going to still get a couple storms coming through though that have some lightning, and as the weather starts changing and that kind of thing, and I'm getting that there might be a few more fires that start up, but they're going to be contained pretty quickly. I'm hearing.
Excellent.
But the earth is doing changes just like we are, and it's not going to be graceful. There's a lot of places, and you know, I think that with CERN shutting down, and you know, there's a lot of different things that I believe in that it's impacting a lot of different things. And so with that we're going through this change, and the change is happening. And when we're talking about, it's just not us humans that are doing it. A lot of different, I've been hearing a lot of different planets have been changing up. So we're in a big car wash, and it's not going to be an easy dance. And it's called hold on to what you need to do. You know, it's like I've been hearing myself say, I'm going shopping in my own house. I'm negotiating what I need to do in my own personal, you know, body health story house. And you know, it's like, and caring deeply, like in my dream last night, I was counseling a couple that needed some counseling in my dreams,
a new
you know,
dream.
Which I know.
Wow.
And so I know that I'm doing my work, you know, in other places. And it's kind of interesting when you know that you're doing help along the way. So help where you can in the outer world so that you can negotiate your inner world with a little bit more grace. I know there's a lot of people who don't want to leave their houses, but prayer, oh my gosh, prayer is so important right now. And it's just good thoughts, you know, have those good thoughts, you know, have those better ways of negotiating. And it's just amazing when we go bravery through our life, you know, we have to hold on to our
but
pants.
I think that's encouraging though, Natasha, when you talk about it, it's that we're we're at the peak of the fire season and so forth, and on our way over to the other side, and it's not going to be dramatic, like a big, you know, a slower decline. But that's actually good news. You know, I half maybe expected you to say, oh, no, you know, the state's going to be burning down for
a while. Now floods on the other side. We're going to get a few more floods coming up through this fall time. So we're going to go from fire to water. And that's the extreme that the universe is in right now, is that shifting up is from fire to water to air to, you know, it's going to be hitting us a little bit.
All right.
My love is out there. My love is out there.
All right. We got to take care of advertisers. Nathan, do we have anyone waiting on the phones?
Yeah, we'll be going to a phone caller here joining us. I'll be calling them back. Once we're finished with
when we're ready. Okay, so because there's lots to talk about, but we can, you know, get to that between calls. I think right now we will take care of advertisers because we're already a little behind schedule. We'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we can take our phone caller, and we will have phone lines open for the rest of the show for anyone wants to come in. Remember, the phone number to call is 888-298-5569. We've got to officially start the show, and then we've already got one person in line, and the show continues. So everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you
offer
your pets,
just a heads up, when we get to our caller, they are a first-time caller.
Finding happiness.
I will be calling them back. Just let them know.
Money, health, love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'll give them a call back as we're going through the prayers and affirmations.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we just heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. It's my spiritual family, and I've got the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, and the Linwood Community and Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and the East West Bookshop in Edmonds. So you can connect with Ananda all over the place. And gosh, all of the, some of the biggest classes of the year are coming up and starting in September. So you can check them out at anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. And if you know anybody that has problems with their dogs and needs a good behavior therapist and dog trainer that can get their problem solved quickly, that would be me. And you can write down the phone number I'm going to give you and tell him to call me. I'll talk to him for free on the phone. If I'm not the best one to help him, I probably know who is. Anyway, the phone number to write down and a handout to everybody you know that's got dogs. Martha Norwalk, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. Now, so stay tuned on the schedule for next month because Natasha just realized that she looks like she's going to be at an intuitive fair probably on the second Sunday. So I don't know what's going to happen next month. We'll have to figure that out. I hope that today is not the last show with Natasha for a while, but well, anyway, take a look.
Life is changing up, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, so bottom line is don't fool around, you guys. If you want a reading with Natasha, you better call in today. 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. All righty, let's officially get the show started so we can take your calls whenever you decide to join us. And I always start this little ritual with a couple of prayers. Honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animal for so many decades, that would be Saint Francis, of course. And I do a couple little prayers because it's Sunday and I can. And you can join me and say the prayers with me. And then we do a pile of affirmations that we've chosen for their profound positive effects on helping us navigate this life. And you can say them along with me, and you can use them during the week, as I know many of you do, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing on the love train where dancing is required, but here you can opt out. So here we go. I'm going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we get to our affirmations here. And all contributed by one member of our animal world family or another. And this first one comes from my spiritual family. It was a assignment for me years ago. Say it out loud 3 times a day for a week. See what happens. I'm still doing it, sharing it with you. It is makes a huge difference in the energy of your life. So here we go 3 times with this affirmation. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 actually comes from last week's guest, Linda Rasmussen. Remember, she works with you on the air. She gives you human animals an affirmation to do to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. It was so positive with so many listeners that I started doing it, and oh my gosh, I continue as well. It's very powerful. Now, in this affirmation, when I talk about abundant, imagine the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time, because there's lots of different types of abundance. All right, here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then. This next one comes from the Ananda Institute again, but the Italian division. And this is the one, the affirmation that I use to try to stay in balance with this, these crazy energies and all of that sort of stuff, especially when I go out into the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, now this next affirmation comes from Natasha. And this is the one I use this to help me and my animal friends to try to stay in alignment and balance with what's going on. Cause you know, as Natasha said, there's a lot. Okay. Here we go. Three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then this one is the Ananda Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this one. We need it around the country. We need it around the world. So join me here. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty, now current war we're in that's looking like it's going to be going on for a very long time. I've added back in Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer. It's very powerful. Now, if you take this affirmation and use it at home, it's actually two affirmations. And the first affirmation you do 10 times. Then the second affirmation you do it 3 times. But for radio, I do each of them 3 times, but that's just so you know how to use it at home. All righty, here we go with affirmation number 1. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, affirmation number 2. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, now to conclude our little prayer and affirmation ritual, this is Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part, the way we seed it into our bodies and our lives for the day and the week. Cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then. We are good. I always feel like, okay, we've done our job. Let's not mess with it. All righty, now I know... Nathan, we have got to get to a phone call, but I'm also looking at the time, and we kind of were over. So your call, you want to do advertisers, I would maybe before we do the phone call, or you want to wait till we're done? What would you like to do?
Yeah, let's just get that out of the way right now while we're here, and then we'll have plenty of time to welcome a first-time caller to the show, Linda. So we're excited to have her on.
Well, I'm saying it. She's calling. You know, she's calling. If you're from the city of my birth, I was born in Chicago.
Yeah.
So we're going to Chicago after this. So we'll find out what's going on with Linda and what she needs help with. So everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful sound healer Jude Ponton, who has the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so it's very easy access, lots of parking, and oh, what a gifted healer she is. And she does specializes in acutonics, which is the use of tuning forks on acupressure points, and I think it's much more powerful than the needles. And then she does an incredibly gentle, light form of chiropractic, and it is just an incredible experience to work with her in person, be with the gongs and the forks and the chimes and all of that, and to be able to have her physically be able to work with you. But she also can work with you remotely, which I've had to do several times over the years. It's amazing how remote work can be just as powerful as in-person work. So if you want to check out Jude Ponton, the Whispering Dragon Center, online, it's whispering-dragon.com. On Facebook, Whispering Dragon Center. And then you can call Jude. She'll call you back, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And that's one of the things we're going to try to do with by opening up a Sunday, and that, you know, Natasha will join us you know, occasionally on the third Sunday, but not always. And I'm going to be working with Nathan because I'm going to try to see if we could, there's a way to get Jude, because, you know, when Paul was still alive, they would do a healing show with us and do sound healing for you guys over the, and it was really, really great. And we're going to see if we can't figure out how to do that again.
There's a way.
Yeah. Anyway, and if you do any something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I think we are all caught up, so we can head to Chicago. And Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello. Thank you.
Good morning,
Hello.
Linda. How are you?
Just peachy.
All right. No, Nathan says you're a first-time caller. Are you a first-time listener, or did you just find our show? Or
just learned about it from a friend, actually a relative that lives in Seattle that's been listening to you for years.
Has oh, how
cats,
wonderful.
Loves cats. We have cats. We love cats. My husband's on the line with me. So,
oh, what's your husband's name?
Daryl, and we're very interested to see what information and help we can get regarding our two kitties. We had a male and a female, and we've had them for several years. And in December of last year, it was 20 below outside, and this wonderful tiger kitty came up to our back door and needed help, so we adopted him in December. But ever since we've adopted them, the two males have been at odds with each other. And
okay, well, now let's see. Time out, Daryl, because I want to get a little more information from you.
Okay.
And just so you know, since you're new to the show, okay,
right?
I'm Martha. I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I do work with people privately, help them understand their animals, and I work with cats and stuff. Okay, so but now Natasha is intuitive. Okay. And so, well, I'm going to be asking you questions about the kitties, and then I will chime in, you know, let you know, advise you about this sort of thing. But Natasha's also going to be looking at the energy and the kitties and stuff as we're doing this, so she can tell us what she sees as well. So you had two original cats, and what are those cats' names?
Flinny is now 4 years old. We adopted her from the shelter when she was, you know, baby.
And that was, it was Linny?
It's Linny, F as in Frank, L-Y-N-N-I-E.
Flinny.
Linny.
Okay.
They made, mm-hmm.
And what color is she?
She's a tabby, but she's got gray and black and some orangey brown in there.
Okay, so she's a Torby.
Oh, yeah.
That's uh-huh. That's called a Torby. Okay.
Tummy,
so that was
tummy.
The female. All right, so then you had also had a male. What's your original male cat's name?
We named him Tango.
Tango, and is he a tabby also?
He's a black Burmese.
Ah, black Burmese. Okay. And how old is he?
He's now 2.
Okay. All right, so you had Flinny first.
Right.
And then you got Tango.
Right.
Right.
Flinny and Tango got along and get along fine?
They were inseparable. She mothered him.
You know, okay,
she was 2, he was a baby. She mothered him. They slept together. They were inseparable.
Okay, so how long ago was it that the tiger cat that showed up? What's that cat's name?
Bob.
Bob. Okay. And do we have any idea how old Bob is?
Probably 2.5 now.
Okay. And how long is he, how long ago did he show up?
December.
In December. All right. So he moves in. And now, are your cats indoor only or indoor outdoor or what?
Indoor.
Indoor. Okay. So tell us, everything was hunky-dory. Tango and Flinny were getting along fine.
Right.
Bob throws a wrench in the work, and you said it's Bob and Tango that aren't getting along. Is that what's going on?
That's correct, because Flinny, you know, when he started to check out where his, you know, when he started to confront, at first he was quiet, then he started to get courage and started to confront them. Flinny just shut him down right away, and he backed off. So that's been fine. Tango, however, did not back off, but Bob was a lot bigger and then Tango at that point, who had not grown up fully yet. And so Tango was afraid. So Bob won the first confrontation. Okay. And that's how we see it.
So where are you now? I mean, do they all live, you know, free in the house? Do you have to separate them or confine them, or what's going on?
Usually they're free, but we separate them if we go out of town and we have a cat sitter come. She'll put Tango in his own room overnight. Uh-huh. And there have been a few occasions where if Bob has been too aggressive, then we will bring Tango in the bedroom with us at night and close the door. We tried just closing the door on Bob, and he goes nuts. And Flinny sits outside the door and meows and goes nuts because she wants to be with him. So we find it better to just, Tango feels safe in the room by himself. He doesn't seem to be freaked out. He's okay. So that's what we've had to do.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with just some of the basics, just so you know. You know, cats by nature are generally solitary beings. And so groups of cats living together, you know, can go well, and sometimes it doesn't go well. But generally speaking, you know, if you had a dog and you wanted to get another dog, the rule is get smaller, younger, opposite sex. So in dog-to-dog relationship, mm-hmm. opposite sex tends to work better. But with cats, it's the opposite. Generally speaking, when you have more than one cat, the best chances of a congenial relationship is a group of neutered males. Okay.
Okay.
But your cats didn't read the book, apparently. Okay. but I think that's because in the wild cat world, pretty much all the adult cats are solitary, except when it comes to lions, but the group is all female. The male doesn't live with the group. And then in the wild, adolescent males and then retired males sometimes hang out together. So I think that's where the male energy comes in. But obviously, we had a good relationship going with Flinny and Tango, but then Bob came in and sounds like you used the word bullying. Mm-hmm. Tango, that kind of sounds like now. Have you ever watched the Animal Planet channel?
No, unfortunately, we didn't know anything about it.
Okay. Well, the first thing you need to know about. What you need to know about is the feline behavior therapist guy that had a show on Animal Planet. It's called My Cat from Hell. Okay.
Oh, yes.
His name is Jackson Galaxy.
Okay? I've heard of him, and we're
all
using his graphs.
Mm-hmm. What of his are you using?
His drops.
The flower essences, his wellness solutions. What ones are you using?
Peacemaker on the two boys, Bully Stop or something on Bob, and Self-Confidence on Tango. That comes as a threesome, and they highly recommend doing it that way.
Yeah, there's a combination of three called the Peacemaker Solutions, and one is a Bully Solution. Now, how are you using these solutions? Do you give them to them daily or what?
Well, at first, I followed it religiously. Daily, four times a day, each one gets what they're supposed to get.
But what are you doing? Drops on the skin? Are you rubbing them down? Are you putting it in their food or water? How are you giving it?
On the skin. As you said, I've talked to that phone line help person there. She said, just put it on the fur and rub it in. You're not trying to get it into the skin. It's not that's not the point. And if they lick it, that's okay. Don't mix them. I'm very careful.
Okay, so how long have you been doing the essences?
Probably did it for about 3 weeks straight. And then life is extremely busy and demanding for us, and it got to be, I didn't see great results, so I kind of sloughed off. I just started back up again a couple weeks ago. I'm still not doing the full bit because I really think that we need some behavior modification to go with it, which they have said also. And I'm wasting my money if I don't get that along with it. So she said, at least give some. You don't want to stop it. And that's what I'm doing, 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah. Well, now I was telling you about Jackson, and I was going to tell you about the flower essences, because that was going to be one of the first things that I recommend that you could try that sometimes works very, very well. But it sounds like you have been doing it long enough and done it enough that you're not seeing a major change in anything going on.
I'm sorry. They say it could be 6 to 8 weeks before you see something.
Okay. So let's just quickly check in with Natasha. Are you seeing these essences actually doing anything to help? And if she continues them working, or is this just not cutting?
Yeah, I think that what I'm seeing is that as I've been sitting here, I've been working on Bob, and he came in with that, testosterone kind of energy of it's my house now. It's my house. And so I've been working on him energetically to trust that it's okay to stand down, for lack of a better word, to know that he can have, sometimes when somebody is in proactiveness or
but I don't want to go there yet because we're up against the clock here, and hopefully Linda, you and Daryl, there's a whole lot more we need to talk to you about. We're getting close to the top of the hour. Would you be able to hold over so we can continue the discussion in the next hour?
Absolutely. We'll stay here a week if you want to.
Okay. I just wanted, Natasha, so I just wanted a quick answer from you. Do you see, is it worth it them continuing to buy the flower essences? Do you see them helping or not? I just want to know about that.
Yes.
Do you see that as a good thing?
Yes. Okay.
Now, the other thing on that level that you could add and try are the diffusers, because they make diffusers that plug in the wall, that release pheromones, and they do make one for, to make cats more congenial and getting along. Now, sometimes those don't help at all, but sometimes they help amazingly well. So, Natasha, do you see one of those little diffusers stuck in the wall? Okay, you're making a face. So that doesn't feel as good to you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. So the flower essences feel good and are helping on their level, but a diffuser doesn't seem like...
No, it would be too much. I think that, there's some sensitivities in the house that it wouldn't work well with that impactfulness.
Okay, so we're out of time now. So Linda and Daryl, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get everybody else on the love train, send some love and light around the world. And when we come back after love training, we'll bring Linda and Daryl back up, and Natasha and I will talk to them more about these cats and what else we can do. So everybody stay right where you are. We are going to, like I said, fire up the love train, and you don't get to opt out on the dancing because we got to get up, get moving, get our energy flowing. And there are several places in the song where you can send love and light. Remember, love is the most, and God's love and light, the most powerful energies on the planet. And we have an opportunity to just send it all over the country, all over the world. It is so needed. So let's stay on the positive side and just blanket this planet with love and light. And especially let's focus on our state, Eastern Washington, the fires, putting them out. We can focus on the Chicago area and we'll bring some peace to the kiddies back there. And I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer just to make it a little more powerful for us. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up, and more of your phone calls as Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.